This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. I am Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite, streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to all of our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping in the coronavirus effort, the COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, along with all of those roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Americans working overseas in the oil industry. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the official Captain America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captains America. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time for the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great nation was founded on Judeo-Christian nations, our principles. And by the way, I know a lot of people, because I've heard it from the listeners, a lot of people, when we say that, Kyle, they're saying it along with us, and that's quite an honor.
It truly is.
There's a lot of very solid, patriotic Americans listening to us right now, and we appreciate them as much as they appreciate us, but we appreciate them more. All right. Well, here we go. Carl Lee, President Trump and the Surgeon General warned of a next two-week period of it being very rough and very tough when it comes to the statistics and the numbers. We're hitting our peak across the country. New York City is becoming the big problem, as we knew it would be. There are other areas, Chicago, Detroit, possibly California, maybe a city or two down in New Orleans, that area. But we know that this is when it's really going to get bad, and we just have to kind of hunker down and say, okay, when this is over, maybe we'll see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'll get to that expression in a minute.
Well, that's right, Captain. The president did say we're in for a very rough 2 weeks. This came essentially in context with statements from the Attorney General talking about how we would be seeing our Pearl Harbor moment, or our 9/11 moment, as he described it. But you're right. We're looking at, of course, a lot of deaths so far. We're up to 9,647 as of right now, the latest numbers. But one of the other remarks that Dr. Deborah Birx had mentioned is also very telling, because, as you mentioned, Captain, it's time to hunker down over this next 2 weeks like we've never hunkered down before. Dr. Deborah Birx talking about the idea of maybe not even going to the grocery store or even...
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold it. Here's the deal. She's assuming that everybody's going to be able to afford delivery from the grocery store by going on the Internet or making a phone call. Ain't going to happen.
Well, that's true. And in some cases, you have to wait for delivery dates if you're trying to order online. So I think she was simply trying to, just give a real idea of just how serious they are taking this peak time and hoping to get us through it. So, but that's right. And in some cases, some people may be able to go for you if you're elderly or if you're high risk, this kind of thing. And this is where, again, community helping each other is very important.
Right, and neighbor helping neighbor. But the fact of the matter is to assume that everybody's going to use the delivery services at the grocery store and this, that, and the other. There are people that don't have computers, can't get online. A lot of them are seniors, but it's not just the seniors, low-income people. They just don't have computers. That's it, period. And many of them still have flip phones, for that matter. But here's the deal, okay? You're assuming something that isn't going to happen, and I know that for a fact, and so do you, and so does everybody listening to this program.
Well, sure, exactly. But, and of course, if we've seen so many different reports on the news of people going to these different places, they are now, engineering such social distancing when you even go to the store.
Oh, I know.
You let a few in, that you have to stand so far apart, this kind of thing. So people are really trying to take, or at least these retailers, to take a whole lot of precautions.
Yep, and I got caught in the drugstore in the middle of last week when I had to go in and get another prescription, or renew a prescription, sorry, for the problem that I was having. And fact of the matter is there were four or five people in line, and I was like probably or down the hall and around the corner from where the register was, because they had X marks up for like six people in a row, and that's all they could have in the line, and they couldn't have any more than 10 in the pharmacy at one time, and the manager was the one counting the people in the store. Now, all that being said, the president did say we can now see the light at the end of the tunnel.
That's right, and I think one of the reasons he said that is because for the first time we saw, I think, a drop in the daily death toll in New York. So that was a positive sign. But in context of the president's overall remarks at his press conference earlier on Sunday, yes, he was saying he could begin to see that light at the end of the tunnel because of all the hard work that's being done. It doesn't mean we're out of the woods by any stretch right now, but it means that the hope that Americans are looking for is starting to come over that horizon.
Yeah. Now, let me drift over here real quick. We're going to get caught up in the break, and I know Dan the Man's on the line. So, Dan the Man, you just hold on because the music is starting right now. When we come back, Dan, we'll get right to you and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, because this is a very busy night. And there's also more news out there about new COVID-19 testing at home, but there may be some quicker options than that available right now. We'll tell you all about that when we come back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day. day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends over at Relief Factor. Now, if you're suffering from pain, and I've been taking this product for 4 years now, and it works for me. Simple as that. I've got arthritis, and I've got problems with my back, and I've also got an ankle that was replaced, and some surgery that was done on my foot, currently having some problems again. But I'm taking Relief Factor religiously. It's working for me. I'm also taking some other stuff that helps with the swelling that I've got to reduce it, because the Relief Factor wouldn't do it all by itself. But let me tell you, the Relief Factor 3-week quick start will get rid of the pain, because I'm not taking any pain medication for what I've got going on here, and I could be, because I'm in pain when I don't take it, and that's just a fact, but end of story. So what I did was I did the research, just like you will. I went to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website that they've given me. And I went over there and I took a look at the video that's right there. And $19.95, that's it. Period. You get in there for the 3-week quick start. You see if it's going to work for you. 80% of the people that go in there and buy it stay on it. So obviously it's working for them, or they wouldn't stay on it, number one. But relieffactor.com/captain is where to go. $19.95. Sign up for the non-narcotic, totally natural Relief Factor product, and I'm telling you, it'll work for you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, well, what we talked about before the break was the COVID-19 testing at home, which is being developed, and they expect to have that ready very, very shortly. There's a quicker option that showed up this week with some firefighters that were tested. Tell us about that.
Well, that's right, Captain. This is the so-called 15-minute test. You get the results back very quickly, and it was talked about, I think, at the president's press conference that there were about 150 firefighters who were thought to have been exposed to the coronavirus, so out of abundance of safety and caution, they were out of service for that for a brief period. They were able to test all the firefighters. Thankfully, they all tested negative, and so 150 firefighters back on the job in a record amount of time because of this very quick test.
You betcha. Now let's go to Dan DeMann from Lafayette, Indiana. Dan DeMann, what's the weather like up there tonight?
It's 39 clear.
Okay.
It's cold.
Okay. Well, I know you're right up to date and up to snuff on what's going on with the coronavirus from a couple of different standpoints. But again, I'm calling it what it is, COVID-19, because if that's the strain it is of the coronavirus. So I'm going to call it by its right name. So what's up?
Well, I listened to you and Mr. Warren talk about food, going to the grocery store.
Sure.
What most people haven't really taken into consideration, a lot of people have been furloughed. A lot of people have been laid off.
Yep.
A lot of people, middle-class people, and, you know, out of the generosity of their hearts, they have contributed to food banks at churches, at schools, you know, at work.
Mm-hmm.
And now those same people are now using them.
Yep.
Food banks, food pantries, they're kind of running dry. Their shelves are a little empty now.
Yes, they are.
I was telling you during the break, my neighbor, he was laid off. $1,600 a week is what he made.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a month ago, he wasn't worried too much about April. Thought it would be over in 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
a little bit of a setback. But he's not even going to go back until the 1st of May at the earliest.
Mm-hmm.
Makes $244 a week
mm-hmm.
on unemployment here. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even pay a cable bill with that amount anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he actually went to a food bank, and he bought all the stuff nobody else would eat.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where we're heading. This is going to get, as I said, this is going to get real ugly as time goes on because, you know, people really weren't looking at their bills until April. Well, it's April now. This month's bills are due, and they haven't got a paycheck or very little of a paycheck in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're at now. When the middle class starts to feel it, we're in a lot of trouble. And I think this is just, even if President Trump woke up this morning and said, we're all going back to work, I'm going to lift quarantine, the national emergency's over, I still think we're going to feel this for at least another year.
Well, Dan, next week
they're trying to crawl out of a hole.
Dan, next week they're supposed to get the checks. Kyle, is that your understanding?
Well, that's right. It was supposed to be coming out by about the middle of April.
13th is what I was told.
Because Mnuchin said, didn't mean to interrupt, but Mnuchin said it would be 2 weeks, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And 13th was what they were shooting for. So for individuals, that could be 600. If you're on the high end of the spectrum, you get the lowest amount of money. If you're at the low end of the spectrum, it's 1,200 individually. And then I believe for families, it's 3,400. Is that right?
Well, it would depend on if you're filing jointly and how many children you have. There's a $500 mm-hmm. credit per child.
Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right. And Dan, it won't be a total way of feeling good, but it'll certainly throw some money in there. And maybe by that time, because that is the middle of the month, we'll have a better idea of what's going on here.
I think this whole national, the way they've conducted it, I think this is going to hurt more people worse than that virus ever did.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is going to put them in the can financially.
Well, the polls agree with you. The people are more concerned about their finances and the economy than they are the virus. And they want to go back to work. The polls are showing that.
I mean, if you're just a normal family, you may have a car payment, you got a cable bill, you know, you've got a gas bill. We're still not out of cold weather up here, and those run kind of high.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got your electric bill, and on and on and on. $2,400, you know, you're going to be two or three bills short, and that's not even including trying to buy groceries and gas for your car.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's nice that they're doing this. It's carpet bombing the country with money, mm-hmm. as I've said, but I don't think it's enough. I think they got to get people back to work, and they've got, if this holds out until April 30th, I know we're not going to be living in the same country we were back in January, because that's going to be a dream, and this is going to be a nightmare.
Well, we're being told May the 1st. They might release the country a little bit before then, depending on what happens with this curve. But I heard somebody yesterday say that this $337 million or billion, what is it, trillion, billion? Whatever the money.
Yeah, trillion.
Okay, whatever it is that they're... Wait a minute. It's not that much, is it?
$330-something billion.
Yeah. The money they were giving to the people to help with their paychecks and whatnot, unemployment, that wasn't even going to be a drop in the bucket. They were going to have a couple hundred million more. Billion more, sorry.
Well, they've never seen the amount of unemployed like they have.
I'm hearing 30%. I'm hearing 30% in about another month when everything gets added up.
Yeah, that's what the Fed... The St. Louis Fed and the Atlanta Fed say right now we're at 32%. It's just the way they're counting it.
Mm-hmm.
But they've taken a meat cleaver to a third of our workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when you go from 2.9 to 32%, you're going to have some financial economic ramifications. You're not going to get over
it
for a while.
I'm going out on a limb right now, and I'm going to tell you two guys, and this is me talking, okay, based on everything that I've been hearing, and I've been talking to first responders, I've been talking to people that I know that work in hospitals in various places. I know what I've been hearing, and they're telling me that a lot of this is overinflated. We all get it. We understand it. It's a worst-case scenario. But... we also understand that this is going to be over and we're going to come roaring back like a freaking freight train, because people want to go back to work, and they'd go back to work tomorrow if they'd let them.
Oh, I know they'd go back to work, but they got a month of bills behind them now.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these restaurants, especially some of these service companies of all kinds, they're not getting up off their knees for a while. And some aren't going to make it back.
Many aren't going to come back. Many of the smaller places. I've already been told that, and I'm well aware of that. And I think that we'll be in better shape. A couple of weeks from now, I think everybody will feel a little bit better. First of all, when you get the money in their hand here next week like they're supposed to, that'll change a few attitudes. For a while.
I don't think this is going to be much of a Christmas as I look, 9 months down, 8 months down the road. It's going to be a dire year. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have popped a big balloon on this one, and it's going to be hard to get back.
Now,
it's just like they want the 0% mm-hmm. Small Business Administration loans. Some of these guys were barely making it then. Now I got another payment for another. I got another bill I have to pay, even if I get up on
my a lot of these loans are special forgiveness loans, but I got to let you go because I'm running out of time. But we'll get into all that. But thanks again for the comments, Stan. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
All right, Dan the Man. Now, Kyle, some of these loans are forgiveness loans where they only have to pay back a little bit. I don't know how many payments they have to make, but it's not very many, and then the rest of it's all forgiven.
Well, that's right. Generally speaking, the loans are there to help companies make payroll, and if they use the money for that plus their expenses, certain expenses, as I understand, then it will convert to a grant, and they don't have to pay it back. But I would like to say I think that we do have a lot of people who all of a sudden thrust into this the situation that Dan's talking about, and that's why they shouldn't waste any time. Find out about the mortgage from your bank.
You got to run. You're going to get cut off. Okay, hang on, Kyle. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and I'm going to get cut off. So, Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Surgeon General predicts the next week could be equal to Pearl Harbor or 9/11. At the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci gave some reassurances.
This is probably going to be a really bad week. That is a reflection of what happened 2.5 weeks ago. So if we start seeing now a flattening or a stabilization of cases, what you're hearing about potential light at the end of the tunnel doesn't take away from the fact that tomorrow, the next day, it's going to look really bad.
White House medical experts are not endorsing him, but President Trump again says an anti-malaria drug could treat the virus.
This medicine's been tested for many years for malaria and for lupus, so it's been out there. So it's a very strong, powerful medicine, but it doesn't kill people.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And that's Wayne Allyn Root, our buddy out there in Las Vegas. And I wonder what he's doing right now, because what he normally does for a living and what a lot of people in Nevada do, and that is gamble in one form or another or work for gambling establishments, they are shut down. Now, how long will that go on? Can't go on for very long, I'll tell you that. We all know that. And that's why I'm saying, with everything that's out there and all the pressure that's brewing, I'm telling you that by May the 1st, we'll be back to doing what we're doing. They can't not keep us from going to work. Our businesses, as we know it, are not going to be businesses. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, I have Geico Insurance. They not only cover my car that I'm driving, but they also cover my homeowner's insurance. And because of that, I get a bundle rate and I get a reduction. And knock on wood, because I'm a safe driver, I get another discount. So consequently, when companies say, well, we're going to raise the rent or raise the rate, it really does not affect me. And you can have that same option too. All you got to do is check out Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And remember, not only do they cover the car or the truck that you're driving, they can cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Ski-Doo, your Sea-Doo. They cover your homeowners and renters insurance too. Again, if you bundle it, you get a discount. It's just that simple. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them the captain sent you and see what they can do for you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, let's talk about the former FDA head who said that the focus should be entirely on developing a drug to treat, I'll be all right in a minute, to treat the coronavirus. Now, that makes perfect sense to me.
Well, sure. I think this is an absolute priority. The conversation we were having earlier in the earlier segment, you know, was completely based on the idea people need to get back to work. I mean, this is crucial. And one of the only ways that they're going to be able, I think we're going to be able to see any sort of normalcy is going to be if we have either a silver bullet effective treatment for this mm-hmm. so that nobody is afraid that if you got exposed to mm-hmm. this, that you'd be okay.
No.
And of course, the vaccine. The mm-hmm. vaccine is much more complicated issue, mm-hmm. and that could take time.
Now, here's the good news that came out of yesterday. Two really good pieces of news. Number one, that there was quicker testing coming soon, very soon. And number two, that New York State's daily deaths for the first time dropped this past week and over the past 2 days over the weekend.
Yes, exactly.
That's a huge statement.
That it really is, because again, it hopefully shows that we're mm-hmm. starting to turn mm-hmm. a corner. But in this idea of the testing, that's also incredible, because mm-hmm. a part of that too is testing for antibodies.
All right.
Also,
mm-hmm. We got a couple of callers. Let me take caller number one. I think this is Picasso. Is that you, Picasso?
It's me.
All right, I got another caller. So make it quick.
Okay. We're losing between 1,000 and 1,300. The number's going up every 4 days. That's no corner to turn. We've lost 9,000 people. Am I correct in saying we lost 3,000 in 9/11, approximately?
Yeah, within 50 or there.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You're wrong, and I'll tell you why you're wrong, because I forgot about something.
We still had
people dying today from the World Trade Center that sucked down all the carcinogens over there that
okay,
are not being
well,
counted.
Amazing.
That are not
okay,
being counted.
So
now, you want to throw them in the mix?
Day,
you want
major
time out. Time out.
And now we're losing.
Time out. My turn. If you want to count those people from September 11th in the mix, here's what you got. Besides the 2,900 and something that died at the World Trade Center, and the 1,000 plus and the more unlimited numbers that are so sick that we don't know if they're going to make it or not, we're up to almost 4,000 people since September 11th, one particular event. Okay, your turn. You got 30 seconds, and I got to take another caller.
And we're growing by about 1,300 a day for the last 6 days. Yes, May 1st is a possibility, but we should be at 2,000 or 3,000 a day if we hadn't done what the government would do. And if we were at that number, it would not be in control. We would be losing 2,000 a day. We're losing.
What's your point? What's your point?
The point is we're not turning a corner yet.
Okay, thank you. All right. Well, Kyle, we got to take another caller because I'm trying to be fair about time here. Okay, good morning, caller. Is this who is this, Todd?
This is Todd in Tampa. I've been right for 3.5 years.
Oh, hold it. Don't start. Just say you've been on the right side of the issue. There you go.
I'm on the right side of the issue, and I'm running the country. We're back to work, Donald. You understand me? We're back. I don't know one Trump supporter who's got this virus. Out of the 63 million of us, this is all a play to stop the Trump rally, okay, because they can't stop you from tweeting, okay? You keep this up, we won't have a country, we won't have a president, we won't have a Senate, we won't have anything, okay? Joe Biden can't get 50 people to come to a freaking rally. The safest place I feel is going to church on Sunday morning and going to a Trump rally with 20,000 people right there, where Jim Acosta was standing right next to us acting the fool when the captain was right there next to me at the fairground. God bless America. Stand up for Jesus. Pay your tithes and let's get back to work today because we won't have a country left. Let's go.
All right. And Kyle, what are your thoughts about that last comment?
we're looking at this whole thing to see, you know, what is the narrative that's being said? What is, you know, exactly how bad is this really? And I just want to clarify what I was saying. The drop in the deaths in New York were at least a better sign than what we've seen so far. We might see more, But again, the idea is that you've got a lot of people out there. They're hunkered down. They're hopefully complying with these stay-at-home orders, and that is a big part of this thing. And so we, and the, even the president himself said he thought he was beginning to see light at the end of the tunnel. It's not there yet, as I said. It's going to come over the horizon, but we've got a long way to go.
Well, here's the thing. The weather is has been very favorable in Florida and Alabama and Georgia and some parts of Louisiana, not all the parts, because what happens when the weather gets a little bit cooler and it rains, Kyle?
Well, we see a lot more people get sick. And
because that actually helps to spread the virus.
Well, sure, that's right. Yes, that's cold and flu season.
Now, when the weather is warmer or there's a more direct sunlight, and here's the thing that you're not hearing enough of, and they should be singing this to the hilt every day. When the weather gets warmer and there's more direct sunlight, it kills the virus. It's not around as long as it would be if it was cooler and there wasn't a sun out and there was more moisture and more humidity in the mix, because the humidity causes the droplets to hit the ground faster, but it doesn't mean that it kills itself on the ground. And this is all part of what's going on. And I've got a sheet here that I'm going to get to maybe this week and read a little bit each night. It's 3.5 pages long of how to kill the virus, and it's from the NIH, which is what that doctor, what's his name, is
Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, is a part of, and this is not him talking. This is his scientist talking, and you wouldn't believe some of the simple things that are in here that you could do in your own home, let alone with yourself, and not even have to worry about it.
Well, right. I mean, generally, as I understand it, this thing is a protein. It's wrapped up in a little thing of fat, basically. That's why washing the hands with soap and hot water, it dissolves it. Yeah.
And what melts fat? What's the number one thing that melts fat, Kyle?
Heat.
Thank you. So, therefore, the warmer it gets, the better the chances are the damn thing's going away. That's why Florida's numbers aren't blowing way out of proportion right now. And I get it. I understand that they've overreacted to what's going on, that they've taken a worst-case scenario. I get that. But some states have already reached a curve, and they're going backwards. Now, Washington is one of them. And that's a surprise, because this is where what we heard about to begin with, what we hear about, Washington, right?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be really bad.
Your state has hit a curve, and it's starting to go backwards. Now, unfortunately, Michigan, it's starting to go upwards. And why is that? What's the weather like in Michigan? Are they having 80 or 90-degree days there? No. They're having cool, dark, damp days, and in some cases they're getting moisture. And bingo, that's why the virus spreads.
Well, exactly. And of course, all different environments across the country, you know, so we're going to perhaps see, you know, it tailored to those different regions.
Oh, and the other thing is alcohol. Okay, you know, just regular old alcohol.
Right.
It could be, believe it or not, it could be rubbing alcohol. It could be just alcohol. In any mixture with alcohol, over 65% dissolves any fat it comes in contact with. So I guess there'll be a run on not isopropyl alcohol, but anything that's got 65% alcohol in it, because I know there's some perspirants out there that have got that. All right, hold that thought. All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, will be right back with me. I'm telling you, this is wild. This stuff is wild. And you can see what I've got. Go over to the NIH and take a look at it. That's the National Institute of Health. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck roll down the interstate, grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough, two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back, it's a fact, he's working class.
Alrighty, that's my buddy up there in Alaska or somewhere up there. We haven't heard from him, Leland Martin, in a little while, and I think he's probably stuck up there in Canada, which is where he's probably going to stay for a little while. But anyway, I've got to get to the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. It's not a big one today, tonight, and Kyle, I'm going to bring you into this. What's it doing in California? Because I see a lot of winter storm warnings up in the mountains, even in the San Bernardino Mountains.
Well, that's right, Captain. We do have that winter storm warning. We've got the system coming up. It's above me right now, up near L.A. or above L.A. It's been up in Northern California, and we're supposed to get slammed pretty good in
Southern. Well, it looks like Al Cajun's going to get it up on 15.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly mm-hmm. right. Yeah, and so we're going to look at some pretty good rain over the next several days, next 3 or 4 days at least, with about 3 inches of rain in the Southern California area. And so we're watching that. And it's cold weather as well because it's coming down from from Alaska, basically.
All right. And, again, that doesn't do anything to help the virus out. And going up into Lake Tahoe, snow over towards Reno, maybe coming your direction. And then just a little bit of snow over in the central part of Nevada tonight, but nothing to worry about. Got some winds in South Dakota, southwest corner of South Dakota, the western part of Nebraska, and some dry weather conditions down in the southeastern corner of Colorado, some winds up in the northeastern corner of New Mexico, the panhandle of Oklahoma, Amarillo, you got some winds there. Lubbock, you got some down there. Some wind blowing along the coastline tonight. Jacksonville on up through Georgia, I-95, U.S. 17 on up into looks like Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And then we got a little bit of wind blowing from that system that went off into the ocean that was menacing the eastern, northeastern part of the U.S. over the weekend with some snow and some waves and rain and whatnot. And that's up in Connecticut right now, Rhode Island, parts of Massachusetts, parts of Maine. As it moves away, it'll be gone today. But a slow-moving storm impacting California is going to produce periods of rain, mountain snow, and gusty winds statewide today, and then move south and remain across Southern California through Thursday. So, Kyle, you're going to have that for 2 or 3 days.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of rain, we're told.
And mountain snow will impact travel, and heavy rainfall will cause flooding and debris flow in Southern California. Oh, boy. And there's an elevated to critical fire weather risk going on this week in the central south high plains, which is Colorado and northeastern New Mexico. All right, let's go on over to the telephone. And I'm not sure, but I think we got our prognosticator and question asker. Bad Game and Bob, is that you?
Yes, sir, Captain. Got three quickies for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh. One... Go ahead.
One, I heard they've got a reusable, rewashable N95 mask that rewashes up to, you can reuse it 30 times.
Okay? I don't know about that, but it's rewashable. But go ahead.
Yeah, whatever. That's what they mm-hmm. figured they said. Second thing, Adam Schiff's impeachment hearings. Apparently, while they were doing the impeachment hearings, there was news from China about the virus.
That's correct.
And there was all kind of stuff. I heard, and the last thing I want for this infrastructure mm-hmm. spending that Trump's going to do, I think that they also should maybe do a for EMP, because that would make this look like a walk in the park if ever there was EMP strike, either by man or by nature.
Yeah, but we've been training for this episode, biological warfare, for every year I was in the fire department, number one, and all the years that I was in public safety with emergency management, okay, every year. And a few years ago, for some strange reason, and I won't, well, okay, I'll mention it. During the Obama administration, we stopped training for it.
Yeah,
and guess who warned us? Guess who warned us all about this in 2005? George W. Bush, in a speech, warned us about this.
Right. And unfortunately, Trump, in his thing to save some money, I think, also cut one of the departments out that was about warning from fires and stuff like that.
Well, he did, but it's been put back in. But anyway, we got. Let's give Kyle a chance to answer that. Okay, thanks, Bob. All right, so Kyle, what do you think?
Well, I appreciate what Backgammon Bob was talking about, Captain. He's talking about these masks that can be reused. And there is a new method that's coming
yep.
online very quickly
yep.
where they're able to use basically a vaporized hydrogen peroxide.
Uh-huh.
And they can redo like 5,000 masks at a time.
Yep, they sanitize them in a room that's all virus-free, so to speak.
Exactly. And they're mm-hmm. even using like big cargo carriers like
right.
like you'd see on ships.
Right.
And they're retrofitting them. And so it's, I think, three states about right now, but this could be a real game changer because otherwise you'd have to take off an N95 mask and throw it away.
Now, my buddy George up in Burnsville, Minnesota, just chimed in. Good morning, George. Hope you're doing well up there. He's talking about other virus solvents. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Gasoline. I got more. Yep. Diesel fuel. Jet fuel A. Kerosene. Stoddard solvent, that is charcoal lighter fluid, turpentine, lacquer thinner, and then don't forget the dish soap and the hand soap, because when all else fails, antibacterial soap will do the same thing.
Well, sure, and if you have hot water, you know, then it's going to help break down that stuff and wash it away.
Yep.
And that's why.
And 20 seconds, if you don't know how long that is, sing happy birthday yourself twice.
Exactly right. And this is one of the best things we can do, in order to stop the spread and to be able to make sure that, because we touch all kinds of stuff throughout the day, even in your home, you really should be, sanitizing surfaces that you touch, doorknobs, light switches, all that kind of stuff.
Think about this for a second, because I had an interesting conversation yesterday with a friend of mine. What's the dirtiest thing that a person touches almost every day when they reach in their wallet?
Oh, well, money.
Yeah,
for one thing, yeah.
So what have you been hearing about money? I heard something interesting yesterday, but what have you been hearing about money?
Well, I do know this. I know a lot of retailers are not accepting it. They're only accepting debit
credit cards.
Credit cards, exactly.
There you go. And that's what I heard yesterday. There was one store that, not me, but a neighbor was in. It was one of the dollar stores or something like that. I don't think it was a dollar store. It was called Dollar Tree or something. I don't remember, but it wasn't the store I was thinking of. And it was credit card only or debit card?
That's right. In fact, some of the retailers that I visit and for equipment and things like that, yeah, they already have notices saying, if you're coming to the store, bring your credit card, basically. We're not accepting cash.
Now, the fast food places are still accepting cash, because what they're doing is they're actually, the McDonald's that I stop at two or three times a week, they've got the rubber gloves on and all that. I say rubber gloves, but they got the gloves on. They got the masks that they're wearing. I also saw it at an Arby's. I saw it at a Wendy's. I saw it at a Culver's. So that's what they're doing to protect.
Right. And I think we had some farmers markets reopen, and one of the stipulations to be able to reopen was that one person is designated. They don't handle any food. They could only handle money.
Yep.
And in that case, yeah.
Yep. And again, they got the gloves and all that sort of stuff and the masks and everything. Yep, you're right. Because you're not going to find a farmer's market taking a bunch of credit cards and debit cards.
That's true. Yeah, even with like cell phone technology and so forth, it's usually cash. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, folks, Kyle Warren will be back, hour number two. We got a lot more stuff to talk about. We just touched the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, we probably turned off a few people tonight, and they probably got a little bit upset because of this, that, and the other. And we've got the brilliant what do you want to call them? One-line wizards?
right.
Everybody's got an opinion, but the thing of it is, folks, we're an American, and we have been schnookered long enough. Wake the hell up. It's time to start paying attention to what's going on here, because, yeah, people are going to die, and, yeah, the older folks that have got something that's wrong with them, even the younger folks. There was a 38-year-old sheriff's deputy that died in my backyard. He had heart problems. That all adds to the mix. All adds to the mix.
It really does. And this is one of the reasons that why we see some of these different numbers, even in different countries.
Yep. All right. Be right back with more, folks. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on, and we're just going to tell you, it's like Joe Friday used to say on Dragnet, nothing but the facts, man. Nothing but the facts. That's all we're going to do, deal with what we know that has been provable. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.